Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've been talking about squatting on occasion recently, and that's the idea that somebody will just go into a house they don't own and say they live there. And when the true owner comes to kick them out, they go, "You can't kick me out. I live here now." And so when the true owner calls the police go, "Well, we don't know who to believe. They say they live there. You say you own it. I don't know. Take them to court." And of course, the quote-unquote eviction process takes a real long time in many places. And why are you evicting a trespasser? You should be able to get them ejected. And so there is a bit of a problem with the law in that field. Some states are passing laws to speed the process up, especially when it comes to squatters. And so I thought, well, hey, at least the pendulum is now swinging back in the correct direction. We're back on track. And Rick sent me notes to Steve, check this out. Once in a while, you get someone going against the grain. Arizona governor vetoes bill cracking down on squatters. From the Washington Examiner, Elaine Mallon wrote this. The Arizona governor vetoed legislation that garnered bipartisan support and would strengthen property owners' rights, making it easier for them to evict squatters. So here's the thing. Almost everyone out there thinks that this is a good idea to pass a law to fix this. Now it's possible. It's possible that someone could propose a law that's not right, okay? However, there's bipartisan support for the bill. And the question is, what's wrong with the bill? If it went through the legislature and everybody there loves it, what's wrong with the bill? So the bill would allow for a homeowner to call law enforcement to immediately remove a squatter from their home. Under current law, police do not possess the authority to remove someone illegally residing in one's home, leading to a costly legal battle for homeowners experiencing this issue. And I've talked about this before. Quite often, this is happening with homes that are on the market to be sold and not being lived in, or vacant properties. So obviously, if you went at the movies one night and someone broke into your home and you came home from the movies and there's somebody sitting in your living room going, "Hey, I live here now," it's more likely the police will get involved there because you can say, "Hey, look, this is my house. This person just broke in an hour ago." But what often happens is that there's a vacant home, it's on the market, say, and somebody moves into it, and they bring in all their stuff. And when the cops show up and go, "You don't live here," they go, "Yeah, we do. Look, this is all our stuff. This is all our stuff." But the real issue becomes the true owner should have rights that trump the squatters. The governor vetoed the bill, claiming in a letter that it fails to leverage existing legal mechanisms, respect the due process rights of lawful tenants, and minimize unintended consequences such as for victims of domestic violence. Well, failing to leverage existing legal mechanisms, the legal mechanisms ain't working right now. So leveraging them better doesn't seem like that's the best argument. Respecting the due process rights of lawful tenants. What due process rights are you entitled to if you are in a place that you think you've got the right to be in? You don't own it, but you think you've got the right to be there. And the true owner, no question of the true owner, shows up and goes, "You do not belong there." So if you're not a squatter, let's suppose you signed a lease with them, the true owner. You go into court and say, "I got a lease that they gave me and I paid them money." You get a court hearing. That's what due process means. It doesn't mean you get 6 months to look for a new place while you don't pay rent. Due process means, and this, by the way, is actually true, and I'm telling you right now, it's extremely important. You should pay close attention. Due process means that you have the right to be told the legal process that is happening and the right to participate in it. So in a landlord-tenant setting, that means that you have the right to be told they're trying to evict you. There's going to be a court hearing. You're entitled to attend. There's nothing in due process that says, "Oh, by the way, you get 6 months. You get 3 months." No. Notice and a right to participate. That hearing could be held tomorrow. Now, I know you're going to say, Steve, you and I both know you can't prepare for a trial tomorrow. Yes, I could. Something like this? A couple days. Doesn't take 90 days. Doesn't take half a year. So she says that you need to respect the due process rights of lawful tenants and then minimize the unintended consequences, such as for victims of domestic violence. That one is lost on me. Is she saying that people who are victims of domestic violence might go squat somewhere to protect themselves? I'm not sure I understand that. And I apologize if I'm missing it. However, a sponsor of the bill said it had exemptions for family members, those who agreed to cohabitate, and didn't interfere with landlord-tenant law. So there are situations I've heard of where someone calls the police and there's a person on the porch who says, I own this house. Cops go, okay, great, what's the problem? This person here won't leave. And the person steps on the porch and goes, officer, this is my mother, my father, whatever. I've been living here for 5 years. And the police officer goes, oh, is that true? Yes, well, I want them out right now. Okay, if the person was living there legally, at the moment they're told to leave, yes, there's a problem, but it's not like they're a trespasser or a squatter in that sense. I completely get that. Likewise, someone who had agreed to cohabitate and then that agreement was now being rescinded, such as, again, let's assume that you own a home yourself, free and clear, you're the home owner. And you decide to let someone else live in your home, and there's no question, you two agreed to that. You can live in my home for a while. Somewhere down the road, I say, I want you out. I want you out right now. Well, again, that's not the same as a squatter who broke in and was there illegally and dragged in all their stuff. How much time should you get to leave if you were a cohabitant with the permission of the homeowner? I don't know. But I would understand if they said you got to give that person, I don't know, 48 hours, 72 hours. I don't have a problem with that. But again, that's not a squatter in the sense of a total stranger who broke in and is trespassing and is damaging the property and probably stealing stuff. So although we have a trespassing law, it's often difficult to prove a person is unlawfully occupying a home and can result in a lengthy legal battle, said the state rep. The bill's veto comes following other states such as Florida and Georgia passing legislation cracking down on so-called squatters' rights. During committee hearings, homeowners testified how squatters caused severe damage to their property, leading to expensive repair costs. A state senator shared that when she worked as a realtor, she encountered a squatter at a home that was showing to a client. And I've heard of that before also, that a house goes up on the market, a for sale sign goes up out front, someone comes by, looks in the windows, goes, hey, this place is empty. And they just move in. And a realtor shows up one day and goes, hey, there's people living in there. What's up with that? And by the way they move in often is they go to the little lockbox, turn it over, and get the combination off the back. And it's one of the dumbest things, but for the longest time, and I don't know if it's true in other states, but I know in Michigan, you could walk up to a house that was for sale, turn the lockbox over, and there's a code on the back of the lockbox. And I talk to realtors about it, and they go, well, what's going to happen? I go, strangers can walk up and wander around inside the house and you'd have no idea who they were. Well, not everyone knows it about the lockbox. Enough people did. So it was terrifying, a threat to my safety, the safety of my clients, as well as to the homeowners, said that senator. When I called the police, I was told there was not much they could do. It's a shame the governor's vetoed yet another piece of common sense, bipartisan legislation. The Florida governor weighed in on this one. He said the governor of Arizona just vetoed a bill we signed here in Florida so these squatters could be evicted. What kind of message does that send? You're saying you can squat in someone's house. They can basically have to go through a six-month process to oust them, including SB 1129. The governor vetoed a total of 10 measures on Tuesday. So far this legislative session, she's vetoed 52 bills. Last year, she issued a total of 143 vetoes, surpassing the single-year record. So it appears that she's on track to veto quite a few bills. And I'm not sure what's up with that, but then again, I don't follow Arizona politics that closely. One thing I can tell you, and this is an interesting thing to understand, especially if you're not an attorney. America is comprised of a bunch of states, approximately 50. I have people who say, Steve, no. Pennsylvania and a couple others are commonwealths. I go, how many stars are on the flag? Well, yeah, but not all of those are states. Okay, whatever you want to call it, you can play that game with yourself. I just don't do that. But we've got a bunch of states. And I've mentioned before that laws vary wildly from state to state, depending on the field of law. So some things from one state to another, attorneys would have a hard time guessing. So if somebody said to me, Steve, what's, you know, the rule on this aspect of real estate law in Louisiana? I'd tell you all bets are off. Real estate law varies a lot from state to state. Louisiana also has a legal system that is very, very different than that of its neighbors and other states and commonwealths. And so that one, I go, no idea. But if somebody said, Steve, what's the lemon law in Idaho? Because all 50 states have got lemon laws. I'd say, oh, I don't know specifically, but I can tell you that almost every lemon law in America follows the exact same pattern and basically says, if your car's a lemon, the manufacturer's going to buy it back from you or replace it, no cost to you, and pay your attorney fees and court costs if your vehicle cannot be repaired after a certain number of repair attempts or it spends too much time in the shop in the first year. Some states add a third prong if it's got some profound safety defect, like the brakes keep failing. That might not take as many repair attempts as the repair attempts prong of the test. You might go, Steve, you're telling me that somehow 50 states coincidentally created lemon laws that parallel each other. Oh, there ain't no coincidence here. You see, if a law gets passed in one state and it's really successful, other states go, maybe we should do that too. Now, we could go back in that room there and close the door and reinvent the wheel. Or we could just get a copy of their lemon law, tweak it as we see fit, and pass it as a law. And so there were some states, like I said, that added an extra prong to what makes a vehicle defective. Some states changed the number of days your vehicle's in the shop in the first year. But pretty much, the lemon laws tend to look alike. There are also organizations out there that are pushing for certain kinds of legislation, lobbying groups and so on, and they will actually approach a legislature and say, hey, look, if you guys are thinking about this, we'll show you some proposed legislation. And now sometimes that's slanted one way or the other, but oftentimes it's a good starting point. And so if there's anti-squatter bills right now that have been passed in other states, such as Florida and Georgia, and I've heard of a couple others that are talking about it or have actually already done it. I think New York's working on it also. Then what you can simply do is look at those states and ask yourself, has the legislation been put in place? How is it working out? Now, it might be that it's too soon to know how it's working out, but you could at the very least read their statute and see, does it appear to address these concerns we have about existing legal mechanisms, respecting due process rights of lawful tenants, and minimizing unintended consequences, such as for victims for domestic violence. Now, one of the things that I think you need to understand here is that they often say when push comes to shove, in many of these situations, push will not come to shove. Meaning that if you show up at the house the squatters are, and I'm talking about a pure squatting situation, there was a house, no one was in it for whatever reason, someone just moved in. Cops show up, they go, we live here now. Cops go, what makes you think that you're doing that legally? They go, oh, we've got a lease signed by some guy we met at the laundromat. Okay. True owners right here, they say that they never signed a lease with you. I don't know who they are either. Never met them. Well, they're the true owners. Get out. People close the door and the cops go, nothing we can do about it. If you go to court and start the anti-squatter action, the let's evict a squatter action, and a sheriff's deputy comes over and serves these people in the house with it, and it says there is a hearing day after tomorrow about this house, and you need to bring with you all evidence and proof you have that you are lawfully residing there, and you understand that if you cannot prove that, you will be evicted, money damages will be levied against you, and if you want to drag this out, you have to post a bond. And I don't know if any of these laws have that in there, but that's the first thing I would say, is I would say if you literally are in there and it turns out that you're just doing this, drag this out, there should be severe consequences. And every now and then I get somebody who says, but Steve, what if the person in the house got ripped off? It's not their, you know, they did meet a guy at a laundromat who took their money. Doesn't matter. There's somebody whose house it is. whose rights should win here? The true homeowner or the victim who gave their money to a guy at the laundromat? So I don't have a lot of sympathy for someone who gave their money to the guy at the laundromat. But another question for another day. Here, there is a veto. The question is, can they override the veto and pass this law without the governor's help? I don't know. I don't know the situation in Arizona. But this is the kind of thing where if I was in Arizona, I right now would be screaming and yelling, figuratively speaking, to let everybody I know in government that I am in favor of this. This bill should be passed. And if there's a legitimate concern about due process rights of lawful tenants, work that out and then pass the bill. But don't just veto it and go, didn't do what it was supposed to do, because that ain't right. So, Rick, thanks for sending it. The Washington Examiner ran it. Elaine Mallon wrote it. Arizona governor vetoes bill cracking down on squatters. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but no simpler.